You are listening to Chats Entertainment with Lisa Hamilton, your one-stop shop for all things movies, musicals, and theatre. To keep up with all of our stagey and movie content, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Entertain101.3. And if you enjoy the podcast, recommend it to a friend. Tell your parents. Bug your sister. I don't know. Let other people know, and I hope you enjoy. So to kick off the music selection for this episode, we have one of my absolute favourites coming from the 2019 Off-Broadway revival of Little Shop of Horrors. This is Skid Row.
Get out! space fight? Does it look so horrible yet feel so right? I shouldn't watch this crap. That's not who I am, but with this kid. Damn. Hey, Mr. No Name Kid, so who might you be? And could you fight for me? And hey, could you face the crowd? Could you be seen with me and still act proud? Hey, would you hold my hand? And could you carry me through no man's land? It's fine if you don't agree, but I would fight for you if you would fight for me. You can punch real good. You've lasted longer than I thought you would. So, hey, Mr. No Name Kid, if some night you're free, wanna fight for me? If you're still
strong enough to chew.
I don't know what I wish I had, but there's no time now for thinking things like that. We got too much to do.
Too much to do. All these same things we're always opening up, letting it down. Over a cup, we'll say hello. How you been? Looking around, seeing the same. Thank you.
The elevated train by my window doesn't face me anymore. The rattling screams don't disrupt my dreams. It's a lullaby in its way. The elevated train drives everyone insane, but I don't mind, oh no. When I bring back boys, they can't tolerate the noise, and that's okay, 'cause I never let them stay. And one day, I'm hopping that elevated train and I'm riding away. It won't be long now. The boys are on the way, holler at me when I'm walking down the street. Their machismo pride doesn't break my stride. It's a compliment, so they say. The boys are on the way, holler at me every day, but I don't mind, oh no, no. If I'm in the mood, it will not be with some dude who is whistling 'cause he has nothing to say, or who's honking at me from his Chevrolet.
Yes, ¿qué pasó? Here I go, so dope, y tú lo sabes. No pare, sigue, sigue. Did you see me? Freaky, freaky. What a way to begin the weekend, sonny. Anything you want is free, man. And my dear, leave a love for Dominican Republic. I haven't forgotten you. Can I see this, honey? I make a little money, or one day I'll hop jet blue. But until that fateful day, I'm grateful I got a destination. I'm running to make it home, and homes where Vanessa's running away from. I'm running to make it home, and homes where Vanessa's running away from.
The neighborhood salon is the place I am working for the moment. As I cut their hair, ladies talk and share every day who's doing who and why. The neighborhood salon can hear those turbo engines blazing a trail through the sky. I look up and think about the years gone by. One day, I'm walking a JFK and I'm gonna fly. It won't be any
So that was Skid Row Downtown from Little Shop of Horrors, the off-Broadway revival, starring Jonathan Groff, as I said. Fight for Me from the original West End cast recording of Heathers the Musical, featuring the incomparable Carrie Hope Fletcher as Veronica. Opening up by the original Broadway cast of Waitress, which is actually coming to the Borgosh Energy Theatre later this month, which I will talk about in a few minutes. And then the last one there was It Won't Be Long Now from In the Heights, the original motion picture soundtrack. So to go on to the listings then, there is actually quite a few really exciting shows coming to Ireland and specifically Dublin in the next month. So Singing in the Rain is opening May 31st and will be running in the Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin's Grand Canal Dock from until the 4th of June. Waitress, as I said, the musical is coming to the Borgosh then and will stay from the 7th of June to the 18th. School of Rock will then take its place from the 21st of June to the 2nd of July. All tickets can be found for these events on Ticketmaster.ie. As it happens, I'm actually going to Waitrose myself on the 13th of June. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I know Waitrose was supposed to be here in April, but obviously, given everything that has happened last while, some shows are kind of pushed back and all that, and thankfully it wasn't cancelled. And it's been pushed now to June. And I've heard amazing things about this show. Anyone that I've known that has seen Waitrose has absolutely loved it. One of my friends wanted to go, so while I'm excited for it, like it hasn't always been one of my favourites. I've always really enjoyed some of the music out of it. Opening up there that I played a few minutes ago, absolutely love it. I love Bad Idea. There's just something absolutely amazing. If any of you know the show and you know Bad Idea, it's between Jenna and Dr. Pomater. I never get his name right. And just the harmonies and just the way the song is in general is absolutely incredible to me. I'm in awe of the vocal ability of those two actors. And I've seen kind of great covers done of it. Actually, if you want a really, really good cover, any nerds out there who absolutely love when other actors who are famous for other shows do like covers of like, you know, show tunes. There's a really, really good cover of Bad Idea from Sarah Bareilles, who wrote the show, and she's also in the pop scene, and she's a big artist. And then Dear Evan Hansen's Ben Platt. The two of them did a cover of Bad Idea, and it is absolutely phenomenal. So if you want to go check that out, I'd say it's on YouTube somewhere. I think that's where I found it. I went down a rabbit hole, as you often do. And it's very, very good. So yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing it. The one thing though I must say, and I wasn't prepared for this, the actual price of fees on Ticketmaster at the moment, I could not believe it. It is actually, I think it costs $14.80 in fees between two tickets. And the tickets, in fairness, thank God for the student status. I thank God that they actually have kind of reduced prices for that, because Waitrose, there's actually a lot of tickets still available for the whole run. Mostly circle and upper circle. There are a few stalls. Just as a bit of a heads up for anyone, it won't let you buy two seats together if there's three like available, say in the one row right beside each other. They won't let you just buy two tickets. Because that'll leave one out. It's a message that keeps popping up. So that's a heads up if you want that, if you're planning on going to it. But yeah, the prices for the fees on tickets is actually just insane to me. But look, if it means we're getting all the great shows that we're getting to Dublin, long may it continue. Like, I couldn't believe the last few years we've been so lucky. Like, we got Book of Mormon this year. I went to see that there in January, I believe. And I went to see Heather's then in November. And oh my God. Anyone who knows me personally knows I am such a fan of Heather's the musical. Specifically the West End version. I know that's controversial because a lot of people didn't like the West End version. But there is something about that show that I absolutely adore. It's crazy. It is mental. Anyone that knows Heather's, it's so dark. But yes, there's something so endearing about it. I don't understand it. Like, a good recommendation that I've heard a lot about, if you don't want to go see something like Singing in the Rain or Waitrose, School of Rock, that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote, very, very good apparently. Haven't seen it on the West End, but I know for certain from everything that I've heard about it on various blogs and such, that of people that have seen it, it's absolutely incredible. All the kids play their own music, play all their instruments on stage live. There's a band that sits at either the back of the stage or just below it, and they're there for backup. But 100% the kids play the instruments. Like, it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So yeah, there's actually a lot of cool shows coming to the Borgosh. So if you're gonna try and find something to do this coming June, check out Ticketmaster. Plenty of stuff to kind of keep all the theatre goers entertained.
So the final listing for today's show is for Athlone Musical Society, who will be putting on All Shook Up, The Music of Elvis Presley, this weekend from the 3rd of June to the 6th of June in the Dean Crow Theatre, Athlone. Tickets are €20 with group tickets available. and tickets can be bought on www.deancrowtheatre.com. So if you're around Athlone this weekend at all, go check it out. Athlone Musical Society is also celebrating its 120th year in operation, so it's a perfect way of celebrating that. And if you're around, All Shook Up is actually a really, really nice show. I've actually done it myself. I did it when I was in sixth year of secondary school, and it's really good. Any fans of Elvis will absolutely adore it. And I don't know, it's just a good vibe. It's a really nice show. So if you're around Athlone at all this weekend, do check it out. So I'm going to play a bit of music now, and then when we come back, I'm going to give a review of a show I got to see recently, which was Andrew Lloyd Webber's production of Cinderella in London's West End. So stay tuned for that.
1789. How does the bastard, orphan, immigrant, decorated war vet, unite the colonies through more debt, fight the other founding fathers till he has to forfeit, have it all, lose it all? You ready for more yet? Treasury secretary, Washington's the president, every American experiment sets a precedent. Not so fast, someone came along to resist him, pissed him off until we had a two-party system. You haven't met him yet, you haven't had the chance, cause he's been kicking ass as the ambassador to France. But someone's gotta keep the American promise, you simply must meet Thomas.
There is no more status quo, but the sun comes up and the world still spins. I helped Lafayette draft a declaration, then I said I gotta go, I gotta be in Monticello. Now the work at home begins. So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I wanna give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies, I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this. There's a letter on my desk from the president, haven't even put my bag down yet. Sally BLM, darling, won't you open it? It says the president's assembling a cabinet, and then I end up being the Secretary of State. Great. My friend James Madison, red in the face, he grabs my arm and I respond, what's going on? Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. Can you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new financial plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
We have to win.
Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I've come home to this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I had my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss?
Mr. Jefferson.
To bail you out. If there's anything you lack, you know I've always
your back, that's what it's all about. Think of me as your sidekick, helping you whenever I can. I'm more than just a woman, baby. When the pressure's coming, baby, let me be your right-hand man.
But you're not a man. I'm the man.
You're not hearing me. If you're ever in a pickle, you can call for me and quickly be how fast I run.
I'm not in a pickle.
You and me should be a team for any dream or any scheme. That's how it should be done. Sure, I could stay in the background, just smiling every now and again. But just to be a pretty lady, that would be a pity, baby. Let me be your right-hand man.
You should listen to her. She's usually right.
Eat your cabbage.
Okay.
I am stronger than you think. Don't be thinking I ain't tough. I am where you ought to go when the going's getting rough. So when things are going badly.
But they're not.
They kind of are.
No, things are fine.
But if they weren't.
But it's okay.
Love?
What?
Oh,
oh, what?
Quit trying to protect me.
Can we change the subject, please?
Not until I know that. If you're ever in a fix and it's a fix you need to nix, then I'm your go-to guy.
You're not a guy.
Don't be so literal. And don't forget I'm not a shrinking violin. A solid rock. Hey, am I? So don't be thinking I'll crumble when the you know what hits the fan. There's no problem that's too big when you're married, that's the gig. So don't be a sexist pig. Maybe you're right. In fact, I'll show you that I'm right.
What are you doing now?
I'm gonna get you boys some meat. Baby, I'm your right. Don't put up a fight. I can be your right. Starting here tonight, let me be your right.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. I thought I might find you here. Tied to a tree. Again.
Sebastian, if you don't untie me right now, I will murder you.
You're trying to get me to help you. You're doing a terrible job. So long, my freaky friend, Bad Cinderella, who everyone avoids like Salmonella. You're a hellion, by the way, your hairdo is alarming.
You're a ferret, no one would mistake you for Prince Charming.
So I hear, good day.
Oh God.
I'll be on my way, goodbye.
No, please.
I tease.
You used to meet me here, you never show up.
Now that I'm next in line, I've had to grow up.
Now you're Crown Prince Fancy Pants.
I never saw that coming.
Now of course your majesty has lost his taste for slamming.
As you say, so long.
Ta-ta.
I really must go.
Then au revoir.
Although,
how about Town Square? What a frenzy there.
You made Belleville lose the prize. Nice handiwork.
Thank you.
Mother's in distress. You've caused quite a mess.
Works of art can traumatize. People here are all too silly. Can nobody take a joke?
Let's just say that really nearly you have made the town go broke.
Everyone's a critic.
My life's a living hell with royal duties, like shaking countless hands and judging beauties.
What a nightmare every day, such drudgery to spoil it. I get to sweep the chimney once I've scrubbed out every toilet.
You know, you use humour as a defence mechanism to stop people getting too close to you.
Oh, you know, you use your breath as a defence mechanism to stop people from getting too close to you.
Oh.
I'd better get home.
How is your stepmama?
She lives to goad me while dreaming of the day she can unload me.
You'd be hard to marry off to some reptilian villain.
So far every local loathsome villain is unwilling.
Lucky you, you can hold on for love. take wing. Oh, right, love's not your thing.
Love is just for fools,
idiots and tools, and the criminally insane. Yes, I know your speech, that you love to preach, that you've drummed into my brain.
Love alone destroyed my father, mother died and broke his heart. Stepmama found love a bother, so she ripped his heart apart.
I think I better go, I've overstayed here.
I've still got floors to scrub, this scullery maid here.
Still I've lovely memories of all the times we've played here.
I must say adieu to you.
So long, toodaloo.
I've no excuse, I've got to vamoose.
Cheerio, ciao ciao, for now.
Goodbye, Sebastian.
How I've missed Cinderella, that's a total surprise. Not at all what I expected. If I kissed Cinderella, she might blacken my eyes. On this earth there's no one like her, and I like her.
So that was What Did I Miss from Hamilton the Musical, Right Hand Man from Something Rotten the Musical, and the last one there was So Long from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cinderella, which actually provides a really good segue to talk about Cinderella itself. So last week, Wednesday of last week, I took a day trip over to London's West End to see Cinderella in the Gillian Lynn Theatre. So anyone who goes to London often or goes to London at all knows the prices of staying over and the price of getting there in general. So me and Mam decided that we were just gonna go for the day. It was a 21-hour day, but by God was it worth it. So as a bit of a setup, Cinderella in general is the story you know but with a twist. So it was written, the music was written for the show by Andrew Lloyd Webber. The story and the original story and book is by Emerald Fennell, and the lyrics are by David Zippel. So this version of Cinderella is not the usual churned out kind of let's make it slightly like the Disney version, but let's like add a twist. I thought this was a really fresh version of it. It very much focused on let's get rid of the archaic tropes of boy meets girl, doesn't think anything of her when she's not dressed to the nines. Then girl decides to put her actual self aside and go, oh, well, I'm going to try and fit in with the norm. And then he notices her. That, mind the French, bullshit has gone. That is not how this Cinderella runs. It's actually, to be honest, I was really clapping. I was like, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for doing this, finally. This Cinderella is actually very much modernized. So in this version of Cinderella, Cinderella is played by Carrie Hope Fletcher, and she is friends with the prince, who is played by Ivano Turco. And these guys grew up together. They were friends. Cinderella, kind of with the normal story of Cinderella, she grew up with her dad. Her mom died, and then her dad subsequently died, but his second wife was her evil stepmother, and she kind of made her carry out all the crap duties in the house. And she had two stepsisters who were always arguing, you know. That's like the kind of the thing they've stuck with. But what they've changed is that, the like I said, the prince and her were actually friends growing up. They spent a lot of time together, and his older brother dies, who is Prince Charming. And this prince, which is Prince Sebastian, is not the kind of heroic man's man kind of deal. He's very sensitive. He kind of gets given a hard time by everyone in the kingdom because he's not his brother. And his brother died
heroic death fighting a dragon, supposedly. And the show opens actually at the unveiling of his brother's statue in the town square of in the town of Belleville, where this is all set. And his mother, the Queen, does this whole like pomp and ceremony around it, and they pull off the sheet over it, and the statue has been defaced, and that is the opening for it. And there's a song in this show called Bad Cinderella, which is essentially the opening and the description of why she's kind of the outsider, like everyone hates her, she's kind of the weirdo, because she doesn't fit into the norm of what they all think everyone should be like, where their hair's done, their makeup's done, they all look flawless no matter what. I think it's a fairly good like depiction of life now, but maybe I'm looking too far into it. My mother's always saying, you're reading too much into it. Like, most people won't read that. They'll just sit there and look at the show and go, oh, the nice music. Yeah. But, you know, in fairness, I appreciated that, and I thought this is actually really nice. This is fresh. And Bad Cinderella, I'm going to play it at the end of the show, so you're going to get the full on vibe of what we're dealing with this show. But it's very, I know what's expected of me, but to hell with that shit. I'm not doing that. I know who I am. I'm happy with who I am, and I'm not going to change for anyone. And that So Long song that I played there for you is when we realize that Prince Sebastian and Cinderella are actually friends, and it's revealed throughout the show that they actually have feelings for each other. They don't know that the other has feelings for the other, and it kind of develops into this thing. And the Queen is very pushy, and she's played very brilliantly by Rebecca Traherne. I'm going to say as her name, my pronunciation is probably botched, but she plays this character so well. She's very ditzy and crazy, but just, I've been struggling to find a description for how she plays her, but she's very just so full of herself, and so like she's this absolute obsession with her late son, Prince Charming, to the point you're kind of like, that's a bit weird that you're that obsessed with your own son. And that's all played out in Man's Man, where she talks about how brilliant he was, and, oh, Sebastian, why can't you be like your brother? Like, he was just, there's no beating how brilliant he was, how manly he was, and all this. And you're kind of like, okay, that's not weird. And she's visited by Cinderella's stepmom, who is played by Victoria Hamilton Barrett, quite brilliantly. She has this like weird, hello, kind of like, everything is said with flair kind of thing to her voice. And it's just, it's sober, and I'm not going to do it justice. And she goes to the palace after kind of copping the relationship between Cinderella and Prince Sebastian, knowing that he's going to be next in tone. She was like, no way in hell is this girl getting here, going there, no way. So she goes to the Queen and tells her, and essentially blackmails her into setting up one of her daughters with Sebastian, because the Queen has decided Sebastian needs a wife, Sebastian needs to get married, da da da. So they're going to throw a ball in order for him to meet his wife, or his future wife, by midnight, and then the day after will be their wedding. Terrifyingly quick and short in terms of a time frame, but you know, this is a musical and this is all the dramatics of it. So that kind of throws a rock, obviously, in both Prince Sebastian and Cinderella's kind of life then, because they can't then express to each other that they actually do really love each other, and da 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 da. And Cinderella, as the original has always gone, she goes to the ball and, you know, she dressed up, she goes to the godmother like shop. But in this story, it's not like magic fairy and all that. This woman owns this beauty parlor, and it's very funny. It's done like someone goes and gets fillers in their lips and
essentially accentuates all aspects of their being and dresses them up that they don't look at all like themselves. And she's a really, really good song in it. It's this, the role of the godmother is actually played by Gloria Nittery. And my God, Jennifer Hudson, step aside, because this girl, the voice on her, like me, myself and Mam were kind of sitting there, you know, the song starts and you're like, this is going to be a cool song. And then she just took off and you were like, huh? It was so good. And like, this is the one thing about this show that I was absolutely enthralled by, is the music and the dialogue as well is very fresh, and it's so witty and with the times. Like now you're kind of like, ooh, I've never heard that in a musical before. That's interesting. That's really funny. I can relate to that. That's good. And she, you know, does the usual trope of be back by midnight, da 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 da. But where my admiration for this show comes in is actually at the ball, which takes place in Act 2. And in Act 2, it opens, they're all at the ball and Sebastian's there and he has to dance with all the fair ladies in Belleville. And he's fully aware that they're all only doing it so that they can be the future queen. Like, none of them have an interest in them. And in fact, a lot of them are there going, he thinks that I like him, but I really don't, because look at him. That kind of way. Very self-obsessed, these people are. And what I really loved was that it kicked the whole thing of, he looks across the room, eyeballs this girl coming in, she's fabulous, she's whatever. He doesn't realize that it is his friend in disguise because she's now beautiful. They got rid of that shite. That is the archaic kind of concept of, oh, she has to completely change everything about herself for her to be noticed by the man. Nope. Is not, that does not happen. And I nearly stood up and was like, yes, 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 yes. Finally, someone understands how damaging that shit is to people. But it's gotten rid of, and they do it in such like a funny way where, like, she walks in and boom, the light hits her, you know, as the dramatics often do in stage work. And he just there goes, another one. And like, as if, oh, for God's sake, it's another one of these pompons. He doesn't even realize that it's his friend. And the only reason that he realizes that it's Cinderella is because, I'm not going to like ruin the story and say like what kind of goes to play, but eventually he realizes that it's actually her, and he only then engages with her when she takes off the wig and kind of her real hair is shown, and he's like, oh my God, it's actually you. He doesn't care when she's dressed like that. He only cares when he realizes who the person is. And I was like, yes, that is what we need in more shows, in more entertainment. It was brilliant. I have followed Carrie Hope Fletcher, who plays the titular role, for absolute years. Like, I mean, since she was in, I followed her before she was in Heathers in 2018, but I kind of really started following her when she was in Heathers. She was in the original cast of that. You heard her earlier in the show. But I'd known she got this role, and I was following it along. It was supposed to open in August 2020. And then because of the pandemic, I kind of obviously got kicked back. And it only opened a year later on the 25th of June 2021, but with a 50% capacity. So I have been threatening to go see this for ages, after ages. And to be honest, yeah, I'd heard a lot of negative things about it. And people saying, oh, it's very boring and it's not very good, the music isn't great. Now, personally, I'd listened to the soundtrack and I was kind of like, it's good. Like, I like it. I loved Bad Cinderella, and I loved I Know I Have a Heart, which comes in Act 2. But I don't know, I didn't really connect with it. And then I saw it and I went, right, it's one of these shows. You need to see it in the context of what's happening as they play the songs. And I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. I get what they're trying to do with this. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But everyone I'd seen on blogs were saying, oh, it's very boring. And, oh, but the songs don't really do anything. There's no, like, standout song. I disagree with that. Personally, I think, well, my biggest favourites in this whole show would be Bad Cinderella. That's her, Cinderella's opening song in Act 1. So Long. Unbreakable. There wasn't a noise to be found in the room when she sat, when Carrie Hope Fletcher sang that. It was incredible. Unfair and I Know You, I think, are just hilarious. And Beauty Has a Price is the Godmother song. And it's an absolute banger. Like, it is just... It's just so good. And then Act 2, I think, is not as good in terms of songs as Act 1. The story and the length of the whole show, I think, works. But I found, like, I Know I Have a Heart is one of the biggest songs in Act 2. And that really won it for me. I liked Cinderella's soliloquy as well. And the finale is really, really nice. But, yeah, I thought Act 1 is definitely, in terms of music, that would be my preferred act in the whole show. In terms of dialogue, I thought the show was really, really witty, and it was quick, and I thought the chemistry between Cinderella and Prince Sebastian was really good. I thought they did a really good job of making it so apparent that they've been friends for years, and that they have this kind of witty back and forth, and, you know, I'm gonna make a comment, you're gonna make a comment, I'm gonna insult you back, but you see that it's coming from a place of love, and you can see the kind of the little twinklings of the love they have for each other, like the romantic love they have for each other, and that they're too afraid to kind of show, and obviously that kind of dissolves, and, you know, you get your happy ending kind of in the end. But it just, I don't know, everything about the show just worked for me. I thought it was really good. I thought the cast was really strong. Ivano Turco, I thought, was strong at times. Personally, I feel like he wasn't as strong as the others, but overall, everyone was brilliant. I loved seeing Laura Baldwin. She was in Waitress back when it was in the West End ages ago, and she played Dawn in that, and I've absolutely loved her ever since. And yeah, I don't know, like, it was a weird sort of a show, like, in terms of, it's made a lot of headlines for the wrong reasons. There was an issue a few months back where it wasn't selling very well. And there was a lot of complaints being made about kind of it for various reasons. And then Andrew Lloyd Webber actually went in, and there was a bit of controversy because he apparently, there was a lot of drama, and they stripped some of the bits out of the show and took out songs, put in songs, did all that and rejigged it. And because of that, some of the album that they put out on is a little bit different, but not enough that you kind of be like, oh, it's a completely different show. And then the controversy just continued because it was then announced via social media, not even to the cast themselves, that the show would be closing on June 12th. And as you can imagine, in an industry where, you know, you're dependent on job to job, and to just suddenly get, well, you're done now on June 12th and that's it, and not actually be told by the people that are producing the show you're in, that's pretty bad. And there was, like, this was being reported everywhere. Apparently the cast only saw it when it went onto social media, and they were just as surprised as the whole public was. And yeah, it was a weird thing. And all of this had kind of built up, and I was hemming and hawing, going, will I go to the show? I don't know whether it's going to be as good. I personally only went to the show because I love Carrie Hope Fletcher, and I followed her on YouTube, and I followed, like, her musically, and her books are actually very good as well. And, you know, I only really went just so I could see her in a title role and in an original role on the West End. I liked some of the songs, but I didn't go for the show itself. But if there could have been an option to see this, and this had a continued, say, even till August, I definitely would have gone and seen it again. So the one thing I will say is the tickets are very expensive, because obviously it's kind of like, it's 31st of May today. It's closed on the 12th of June. The last tickets are available are pretty expensive. But for the music, the cast, and the set alone, which I don't want to ruin it because it is absolutely incredible, the staging of this show, for more ways than one, including the revolve on the stage, actually, which I have not mentioned. My God, the things you can do with a revolve that make it's so much better. And I can't even describe why it makes it better, but you just feel like you're more in on the action when it feels like a movie in front of you, when they have the stage revolve and move and just in general, I'm not going to ruin it for anyone if you want to go see it, because I think you have to be there just to appreciate it and to be told it kind of beforehand. You're like, don't do that. But no, I would recommend it, to be honest. I think it's a very solid show. If it hadn't had as much controversy and there hadn't been as kind of, if it hadn't kind of gotten as bad of press as it has, I would have said this would be an absolute contender for a pro shot. And I would absolutely, like, protest getting this as a pro shot because it's incredible. Staging is good. Dialogue is brilliant. Music is gorgeous. Cast is brilliant. I think it's an absolute solid show. And I'm a terrible critic. So I would absolutely recommend it. I'd give it a 9 out of 10. And that's only because the 10 out of 10s, I don't think you can touch. So, which would be Wicked starring Idina Menzel for me. So, yes, absolutely would. Actually, just as another note, the one thing I did notice when I went to see Cinderella was the merch stand was actually very affordable. Now, one could question that maybe this is because, or this maybe, you know, due to the fact that the show is closing in less than a month. And, well, actually at this stage, it's like literally 13 days. And that could be the reason why everything was so cheap. But I thought there was a really nice selection. There was mugs, there was magnets, there was keychains, there was t-shirts, which was actually like usually they put like the most stupid lyrics from the show on the t-shirts, but it was very like, I know I have a hard or bad Cinderella, and I really appreciated that because they're two of my favourite songs. The jumper was okay. I find the West End jumpers and jumper merch in general is not nice. They don't put anything on the back, which always confused me. But in general, I think I got a mug, a magnet, and both the programme and a kind of like a bigger programme, but with more like of the big post, the promo posters in it and all that. It was a souvenir programme. That was it. I got that, I think, all for under 30 quid, which sounds like a lot, but in comparison to most shows that I've been to, geez, you'd be lucky to get the mug for 20. Like, so I thought it was very good. So that's just an extra thing. If that's going to go into your pros and cons of going to see the show. But yeah. Agree. Have you seen it? Has anyone you know seen it? And what did they say? Let me know. Sorry, this has been a very long ranty review, but I hope you enjoyed. So with that, this is the end of our show today. I hope you really enjoyed. If you did, give us a like on Instagram and on Facebook and a follow, and recommend to a friend. Always love a few more kind of people to weigh in on different theatre news and suggest a few songs that you want to hear played on the podcast. And I'm going to leave us now with probably my favourite number from ALW Cinderella, which is Bad Cinderella. Enjoy, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!
Bad Cinderella, Cinderella is the catty name that they call me. So sad Cinderella, she's a loner, she's a loon, a loser, that's all me. Girl from the gutter, unpleasant peasant, no one a nutter, unwelcome present. Cruel taunts you mutter, every insult that you utter makes me strong.
Well, choose one. Every fairy tale for sure can use one. Sorry, I'm so rude. Sorry, you're so lame.